Naturally enough, our domestic problems consume almost completely our attention, but life does not permit us to compartmentalize. We must address both external and internal threats simultaneously. Some external threats are so grave that they create internal threats. A partial laundry list must suffice here. Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea constitute perhaps the most obvious sources of disruption. Their military threats are to us, but also, and more imminently, to regional allies with whom we share mutual dependence. They also pose other threats, such as hacking and electronic espionage, political interference, intellectual property expropriation, and massive human rights violations. Meanwhile, our putative allies perceive growing nationalism and isolationism on our part, so naturally they turn away from us to make their own way. We absolutely must continue to engage internationally. Ultimately, our domestic tranquility and prosperity depend on it. Perhaps the first imperative would be to repair older fraying alliances as we create new ones. On that proposition, there should be unanimous consent. We can debate what role we should play internationally, but we should play that role fortified with the support of like-minded allies. The poet reminds us that no man is an island. Certainly, America cannot prosper for long as an island. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.